Welcome along to another Ian and Joe's Tip Tours, bringing you inspirations from places of special interest and giving you ideas to reflect on. Why did you bring me here, Joe?
Well, Ian, as you can see, we're standing in a very ancient church, which is actually no longer used as a church, but it's been preserved because of its huge historical importance. This is the Church of St John the Baptist in Ingersoll, which is at the highest point of the River Thames. It's where, literally where the Thames splits into a number of smaller streams. It's a quiet little lane. The church has been unravaged by the centuries. The inside has been unchanged from the 16th century, from Oliver Cromwell's times. And it's actually of Saxon origin. And if you can look around, you can see not only the Saxon carving on the wall behind us of the Virgin and Child, but also some amazing ancient frescoes which have been here for centuries. Sadly, not in a brilliant condition, but the place has got an amazing atmosphere.
I'll get loads of pictures of these and we'll put them up on to Flickr and embed them into the actual post
see.
So people can browse those while they're listening to this.
Yeah.
But it is truly remarkable. I mean, the frescoes are unbelievable. The way they've painted the bricks on the walls to make it look more substantial and posh building than it really is, because it's quite a humble building really, isn't it?
Now, I didn't bring you here today for any particular religious reason or because it's a church. It's really just because it's a place for me with a very unique and special atmosphere. And the tip I wanted to talk about today, it was called The Gentle Art of Meditation. I discovered meditation about 25 years ago, and it's one of the best things I've ever discovered in my life, and it's something that's a huge part of my life ever since. And we haven't got time to talk about how to meditate or why to meditate, but I just wanted to give you a very brief reason why I think people should take time to explore meditation and why it's so important. And that is, what people don't realise is that as you go through life, there are three states of consciousness. There is waking consciousness, which is what you do now, what we're doing now when we're awake, a normal day. There's sleep consciousness, which is very, very different. It's what happens when you're asleep and you're dreaming. It's a different type of reality.
Yeah.
And what 99% of the population don't realise is there is a third state of consciousness called meditation consciousness. And for people who've never tried meditating, it's like living two-thirds of their life without experiencing the last third. It's like taking two-thirds of your salary instead of the full third. And what it's about is that both when you're asleep and when you're awake, your mind is constantly chattering. It's constantly filtering information and constantly bothering you with wanting to communicate with you. The idea of meditation is concentrating on silencing the thoughts, because when you cut out the thoughts and you just open yourself up to a more spiritual experience, what you will find is that there's amazing things to be found that only come to you in the space between your thoughts. And it's a space that you can't find while you're awake or while you're asleep. So the tip is to encourage people to meditate, to learn to meditate, and find a whole new experience in life that they were missing out on.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. Thanks very much for sharing that with us, Joe. If you like our tip tours, then please come along to our website and subscribe. Or if you've got any places of special interest that you'd like to share with us, or maybe a tip that you'd like us to explore, then come along to tiptours.co.uk.